So James Corden is here. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Chris.
Welcome on the Morning of the Brits 2013. Very exciting day for you.
Yeah, exciting and terrifying in equal measure.
I agree. Yeah. I said to my wife yesterday, she said, how will he be feeling? I said, I don't envy him for a second. I respect you massively and I hope it all goes well tonight. But I remember I felt sick for like, the second you know you've got the job,
yeah,
3 or 4 months before, the date gets bigger and bigger and starts driving towards you like an express train, and now it's here.
Yeah, it's just the few nights before, I find, that I don't have a full night's sleep, because it's just a massive what ifs in your head, really.
The thing is, I saw you last year when you hosted it, and that's actually very enjoyable. It's not that difficult a gig, but you make it so big in your own mind, don't you?
Yeah, that's what it is. And also, it's just that thing of like, well, I could fall over at any minute. That's most of my fears are about falling over.
And it's
over.
Live now.
But that's
so that
the thing.
Would be on telly,
it's really
it?
Live, yeah.
I love it, the fact it's live. I'm so excited for you, just saying that. You know, host of tonight's Brits, not host of the Brits, last week's Brits, next week's Brits. Host of the Brits, great. Host of tonight's Brits, brilliant, isn't it?
No,
How cool is that?
Yeah, I do.
I'm
I do
very
sort of
pleased
pinch
for you.
Myself that
so,
I
do you know the winners?
I don't actually. No,
I know
a couple of winners,
right.
But I don't. It's all sort of shrouded in a lot of secrecy.
But
now.
I always knew all the winners. I don't know why. I mean, it didn't matter. I never told a soul.
No.
But
yeah, I do know a couple of winners. Yeah.
All right. Okay, which ones? Now, the Rolling Stones are up for some big award. What are they up for? Can you remember, James, off the top of your head?
I don't. Is it Global?
Best Live Act.
Best Live Act.
Best Live Act, along with Coldplay, Muse, who we've just played, The Vaccines and Mumford & Sons. Mumford & Sons, of course, took the Grammys by storm a couple of weeks ago over in America. Now, are the Rolling Stones going to be there tonight?
I don't imagine so. No one's told me. I never really know who's the only people
James.
I can. The only people I know are going to be there are the people performing.
Right.
I don't know who's going to be sat in amongst
the tables.
So the
Rolling
Stones
aren't performing.
They're not performing.
All
no.
Because right. I figure if they turn up, they probably won. That's what would happen. I would imagine.
You'd imagine that to be the case. Yeah, I don't imagine.
Can you tell us anything that you shouldn't?
What can I tell? What can I? Can
no.
I'm looking at. I'm looking at Ben. My. Dearest friend.
No, but you have to tell us something that Ben won't let you tell us, so don't look
but
at
I
him.
Don't. The truth is, I don't know much.
Well, tell
like,
us...
Being the host of the Brits, you're not really involved that much.
All right. Tell
is
us...
the absolute truth.
It's true. I was trying to keep that quiet. Thanks for letting that out of the bag, James.
No, it's true. You're just sort of there.
What's happening backstage? Is there a funfair?
There isn't a funfair. There's an amazing... No, I tell you what there is. There's like a spa been built... Where you can go and have massages and treatments.
Why?
I don't know, but it's
this
there.
This is rock and roll.
I walked past it
we
the other day.
We need the spa tomorrow.
I walked past it the other day, and my dressing room is next door to Taylor Swift's and opposite Robbie Williams.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, both in the same venue, both performing, both walking down the same corridor at the same time, one would imagine, unless their people have had to sort that out.
I don't know. All I do know...
People today.
All I do know is I got in my room on Monday and there had been a few spy holes drilled between mine and Taylor Swift's and I had to cover them up immediately.
By your people to her?
No, by her. By her. I can only imagine it was her, Chris. I had to cover them up immediately.
All right.